And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And it has been a lovely day here at the remodeling show in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, the weather inside this giant building is really the same as it was yesterday.
Well, it's gorgeous outside.
How would I know?
On our walk-in here this morning.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Well, Mark's basically changed to the bath showcase that he's doing 9 presentations here at the remodeling show.
9. It'll be 4 left at the end of today, 3 left by the end of today.
3 every day, yeah, for 3 days, which is pretty good because last year when you went to the remodeling show, you came home after doing 90-minute presentations, and you spoke in 90-minute presentation format to me.
Hi, Mark. How you doing? 90 minutes later, I was done my answer.
Walking around, showing me things,
tape
telling
measure.
Me, explaining the whole thing to me. So I'm really glad that they've reduced them down to 60 minutes instead of 90 minutes.
But now I have to give 3 a day.
Well, that's fine. Keeps you out of trouble. So I can scamper about the show floor and check out all the new products and figure out what we want to use in our house and in our projects for clients.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just want to see scampering now.
You want to see me scamper?
Yeah, anytime you're ready. Scamper away.
All right. Do that a little bit later, baby. But we have a special guest joining us on our program.
We do.
And we got to find out what is going on at Extreme How To Magazine.
We're here with Chad Gillikin, who is the publisher. Do I have that right?
That's correct. Yep.
Publisher of Extreme How To Magazine.
That we have the pleasure to contribute to.
Yeah, we're contributing editors or board of advisors or some title like that.
Well, and right now, you're on the cover of the magazine.
And as far as Chad's promised me, every issue from now till 2072.
Yeah.
2072?
Yeah. Or no. Or no.
He'll just keep sending you, like, the same magazine from this month for, like, the next, you know, 62 years.
Right. It would work.
Yeah. He would think, oh, look, I am. That's the same picture. They must love this picture. It must have tested well in the marketplace.
Well, we're excited about that October cover, and Mark and I spoke about that yesterday. And I told Mark it's very rare that we put a person or image of a person at all really on the cover. So Mark is one of the few that have graced our cover over the last 8 years. We're glad to have him on there. He's, like he mentioned, he's a contributing writer. He's also on our editorial advisory board and writes for us just about every issue. We're really glad to be associated with Mark and the great work that he does for our magazine.
Well, that's thank
so
you,
nice
thank you.
To
and
hear.
You'd have no photo to use were it not for Teresa the photographer.
Oh, yeah, I have the pleasure of taking photos of him, my husband, for my job, which is such a good thing because, you know, I kind of am biased about looking at you and stuff, dear.
Now, what article was that? It was a fence, right?
Right. Mark did a fence building project using the fence scape material from TimberTech. And step by step, great instruction, great photography from Teresa.
Thank you.
There's even a couple of humorous shots in there, which I'm sure Mark appreciates.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Wadded up ball of string or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember all that. Yeah.
Good thing those weren't in audio.
That's right.
No, you don't want to know about that. That wouldn't be G-rated, probably. Not so much.
So what are you seeing? Have you had time to walk the show floor? Have you seen stuff?
I have, and I've seen some really innovative products. One of the things that really caught my attention and caught my eye yesterday was the deck collapse over at Simpson Strong Tie.
Oh, yeah.
And
that is impressive.
I was actually talking to somebody else, and they said 1, 2, 3 pull, and that deck collapsed. And, buddy, that got your attention. It really struck home with me because we've had a couple of serious deck collapses at one apartment complex within 3 weeks of each other in Birmingham. There was a fatality. And it's something that we've touched on in our magazine that, you know, safety is safety first. And you really have to be conscious of, you know, when you build these build decks or you do projects that you're always thinking about safety. This is something that our readers are always asking about and something that we like to touch on is safety. We've actually had probably over the last year some more close calls than we've had in 8 years with some safety issues on some projects. And Mark, you know this all too well, and you've got to really be thinking safety. Wear your eye protection, wear your gloves, and just be safe and make sure you build things to code. It's going to pay off for you in the long run.
Oh, it definitely will.
You're preaching to the converted on this end.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when it comes to decks, too. I mean, that's where you have fun and where you want to have a good time and party and have your friends over for cookout or anything. You want to make sure that it's safe and you have it. You know, older decks, too. Make sure they get inspected to make sure that it is still structurally sound and everything, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the basic building code for a deck was an interior floor system, which has about 80 redundancies to it, and decks don't. So that's where that collapse can kind of happen.
Yeah, and it's really good that they're doing that here because it reminds everyone, like you said, 1, 2, 3, and it came down.
Right.
So yeah, everyone has to stop for a second and say, whoa, that's not something that usually happens at a trade show in the middle of the floor.
Yeah. And here we are with Chad Gillikin, who's the publisher of Extreme How To magazine, at the Bondera booth at the remodeling show. And Chad, what's coming up next in the magazine? Do you know the editorial calendar too well?
I do. In Jan.
Because I don't know what's happening in 2 seconds to me. So that's a real question.
That's why he works with his wife, so that he always knows what's going to happen next. I have to tell him, honey, this is where you have to be now.
Well, we just sent our November-December issue to the printer, and I know that sounds kind of early because it is only September now. But by the time that gets back and gets out on the newsstand, we'll be covering a lot of issues with winterizing the home, actually winterizing your automobile as well. Those things are important. We'll have some holiday gift ideas in there. You know, that's coming up, be here before you know it. So,
sure will. My holiday shopping's done already. No.
He doesn't really do very much holiday shopping.
I'm still saying it, December 24th. Man, I got all the way till Christmas.
Yeah, and he does unusual holiday gift giving, too. It always comes out of his shop, and it always looks like there's, like, you know, danger kind of signs and stuff, and it's like...
Grace Ice and Water Shield is very much a suitable wrapping paper.
Yes, it is. And just try to unwrap
that. Joking.
No, seriously. And trying to unwrap it is, like, ridiculous, too. Like, you need to, like, have a demo bar or something sometimes when you open up Mark's packages.
Yeah, using a utility knife with hook blades is fine, too.
Right. Yeah, for the children, it's really nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays from our family.
So, Jim, what else has struck your eye out here at the remodeling
show? Bosch has come out with an oscillating tool adapter that I think is going to be huge for that industry. And we've got an editorial feature coming up in our Jan-Feb 2011 issue. Our Tool School column will be about oscillating tools. And there is a lot going on with oscillating tools right now. Of course, you have some...
Well, they're really handy and really neat, especially for a DIYer who... You know, you don't want to buy all of the tools, and you can do something really quick.
Yeah.
Really simple, interchange everything, and you're good to go. I think it's a pretty cool.
Right. This this adapter that they've come out with is a one-piece, looks like a washer.
Yeah.
And it fits. It's a universal fit. Fits on any brand of oscillating tool.
Wow.
And you can use any of the Bosch line of accessories. Obviously, then, with that particular tool, whether the tool be a Dremel or a fine or whatever, and there are a lot of really great tools in that market, and it's going to see a huge expansion with more power tool companies getting involved in that. So you'll see quite a bit of new oscillating tools coming out. I think first quarter.
Sweet.
Very good. Well, we'll have to check that out before we get out of here. But we're going to have to get out of here and go to break, though, hon.
And we'll be back with more from the Bondera booth and the remodeling show on My Fix It Up Life.